smarter than your average sports show. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back. Really looking forward to having Peter Bukowski on SB Nation, Locked On Packers. He's with us now on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Pete, welcome back.
Good to be here, guys. Yeah,
good to have you. I know you've been asked a million times and trying to go through this Aaron Rodgers timeline. And why don't we jump right to what you think is going to happen? I know this is going to get stretched out, and I think the Packers are right to kind of at least, you know, take the long journey here with Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, there's no reason for them to say, hey, our phone lines are open, because the second you do that, it gives out the PR that you don't want to rescue this thing. So first things first, your percentage of them being able to rescue this with Aaron.
I'm just disappointed you guys didn't want to start with Devondre Campbell. It's big news. No, I'm just kidding. This is the thing that I keep going back to. I don't know how this ends any other way but with Rodgers back in Green Bay. And the reason I think that is because I don't know if you're Rodgers and the Packers finally acquiesce to what I was told by Ian Rappaport and what Rappaport has reported, multiple times over, that Rodgers has not requested a trade. Now, he's done the thing where I'm not going to play and I'm not going to retire, but he doesn't have to say I need you to trade me, even though that's the only other thing that can happen. I don't see how, you know, like Rodgers gets dealt to Denver and he does that first sit down with Aaron Andrews on Fox Game of the Week. And Aaron says, why didn't things work out in Green Bay? What's the answer that he gives? Because I don't know what he can say that is gonna both save him with Packer fans and engender faith from his new fans. Now, obviously, if he goes to Denver, Broncos fans will immediately be like, "Hell yeah, this guy's our guy. I can't believe the Packers let him go." All that stuff. But Rodgers cares deeply about his legacy in Green Bay. He cares deeply about the fans. He has said multiple times he does not want to get into a Brett Favre situation. And guess what? He's in a Brett Favre situation. So what I have come to conclude here is that Rodgers wants to play in Green Bay, but he wants to play in Green Bay on his terms. And until his terms are satisfactorily met, he's not going to be there, which means, you know, probably weeks.
There's been so many things that we tried to point to as, you know, a potential reason why he's so upset. And for you, like, is it the quarterback coach? Is it Kumaru? Is it Corey Linsley? Like, how do you think we've really gotten to this point of all the examples that we've heard about? What do you think it really is?
You know, I've said this a number of times now. The Jake Kumaru thing is so petty that I was sure the Packers leaked it to make Rodgers look bad, and then we find out it came from Rodgers' agent, as if that PR was gonna help him with fans. I guess I don't understand that part of it, but I think this is the thing. Adam Schefter said on Dan Patrick's show that it was an accumulation of information, not a leak, and you can believe that or not believe that. But I think this was an accumulation of things. I think it started. I wrote a piece for SB Nation that's pinned to my profile, shameless plug, about the timeline here, and it starts to add up all of the things where you go, yeah, okay, well, they said they were going to re-sign James Jones, and then they didn't, and they said that they were going to do this, and then they didn't, and then, you know, and so it's sort of like, okay, I get to where that there is a breaking point in all this, but what I don't understand is the timing of it. This is a team that back-to-back 13-3 seasons, two NFC championship game trips, and the GM that you know, reportedly Rodgers is not pleased with, went out two off seasons ago and spent huge on Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, and Billy Turner, all four of whom have been essential starters for this team. They also brought in Matt LaFleur, who turned around a culture that was utterly broken under Mike McCarthy. So that's the thing. When Adam Schefter first reported this, I thought it was so funny. He went on NFL Live and said, the Packers don't know what to do. They don't know what Rodgers wants. And I think that's the problem here. And that's ultimately why I think this all, because there is no cherry on top. There is no, hey, if you give me this, I'll be, frankly, that's why I think other teams might be a little wary of trading for him, because what's to stop him from in a year saying, nah, I'm going to do this again? Because he's under contract. He's under contract for three more years. So it's not like the contract is the thing here.
No, I never thought it was about money, because Terry Bradshaw called this move weak, and whether you agree with that or not is irrelevant to me. It's if suddenly they made him the highest paid quarterback and over Mahomes, and all of a sudden, wait, if you go back for money, that's what it was about? Like, I think that would be viewed as weak. I said to Maddie, you know, we were debating whether they had to fire the GM and whether that would make it right for him. Whether it's like, I don't like the picks you've made. I don't like the fact that you drafted my replacement. The irony is, Pete, that he was the quarterback in waiting, like you said. And now Jordan's the quarterback in waiting. I mean, no one's replacing Aaron Rodgers as long as he's playing at this level. So there's something here about that they did it once before in their history where they drafted the replacement and they got it so right with him that maybe they feel like we can do this again, have one foot in the present and one foot in the future. And so do you think they were completely blindsided by this Rodgers thing?
I don't think they were completely blindsided. In fact, I think, and this is based on some intel, that they thought that this could happen. And one of the reasons why it was not organizationally known that they were so in on Jordan Love, though they were. I mean, Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst can say whatever they want. They were making calls to Jordan Love's college coaches in October before they barely even seen Rodgers play. They really liked Jordan Love. Matt LaFleur fist pumped on national television. Like, there's no coming back from that. Like, we saw you react to it. Maybe part of this is that, Rodgers doesn't feel like he is at the point in his career that Brett was when he decided to walk away. He is saying he wants to continue to play, although Brett was certainly playing at a relatively high level when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. And part of it could be that Aaron Rodgers doesn't think Jordan Love is Aaron Rodgers. And that would be a totally reasonable thing to say. I don't think anyone, including the Packers, thinks Jordan Love is Aaron Rodgers. But so if you're Aaron, you're going, okay, well, when the Packers moved on from Favre, they moved on from Favre to me. And maybe it's hard for him to see the forest for the trees in this case and understand that, okay, well, the Packers did this once before. They believe they can do it again. And unfortunately, there's another guy here that they think is ready to take your spot or could potentially take your spot. But that's the other thing, guys. The Packers have reportedly offered multiple massive contracts, and so they're willing to say, Aaron, you're our guy for the next 3-4 years, whatever it is. We don't know what the numbers look like. So then at this point, what is the beef? What are we talking about here? And unfortunately, we don't know because Rodgers has not said anything. And that's one more thing, and I know I'm rambling here, but that's one more reason that I think this ends up with Aaron back in Green Bay, because he has had so many opportunities to throw his grenade and say, I'm out publicly. This doesn't work. They have not done right by me. And there is a PR way to say it and frame it so that you're still the good guy. And he hasn't done that. And that suggests to me that he still wants this to end with him back in Green Bay, again, just on his terms.
Fascinating, no doubt. It'd be nice to hear from him again, in a little bit more detail than what he did with Kenny Mayne. Wanted to hit you up quickly on a Buckeye that, you know, is now on the roster and, you know, him potentially filling in for another Buckeye that's no longer there, and Corey Linsley. What's the expectation for Josh Myers coming into OTAs and moving into training camp and all that good stuff?
The expectation is he competes to start at center. And I expect him to not only compete, but I expect him to win that job. He was taking snaps with the ones at OTAs. Now they are just OTAs, but they had their full complement of guys. Elton Jenkins ended up missing some time later for a non-injury reason. But it doesn't look like they want to move Elton Jenkins, who replaced Corey Linsley in the middle of last year when Linsley was hurt, that they want to do it that way. They want to keep Elton Jenkins either at guard or at tackle, depending on the health of David Bakhtiari. So, I think Josh Myers is going to compete to start, and I expect him to start week one. I also expect him to be snapping to number 12 in green and gold.
Great stuff. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, SB Nation. We are going to have you back because I have a feeling that this drama is not close to being over. So that's good for us. Not good for Packer fans, but good for us. Thanks, Peter. Have a great one.
Anytime. You too, guys.